Big stuff happening in the world of Riverland football, and particularly independent Riverland football. Some concern in recent weeks. The future of a couple of sides.
A bit more certain now.
Yeah, a little bit more certain, but there is some changes. Underway.
Oh, very sweet.
And Shane Duran, Riverland Football, joins us this morning. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good, thanks.
I think David Bowie's changes could be the theme song for the independent footy this year, Shane, because some exciting changes underway.
Yeah, that's right, guys. You know, obviously, numbers have been a bit of a concern in Riverland independent football over the last few years, and we've put a proposal to the clubs, and they've all been very receptive. So this year will be effectively a 16 player on field competition, with up to 22 players on a team sheet on a day. So a bit of a shifting player participation, depending on available players
on
the day.
So 16 on field, Shane, but no real reduction in the team list because still 22. So the clubs that have obviously got reasonable numbers still field their 22, just got to rotate them through 16 slots on field instead of 18.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the actual number of players on field will be determined by the club that has the lowest amount of numbers.
Yep.
So if the club with the lower numbers happens to get up to 20 players, so they'll have 16 and 3 on the bench. If they get to 20, that'd be 16 and 4 on the bench. Both clubs can then go to 17 on field with the minimum of 3 on the bench. And then the same if they get to 21, they can go to 18 on field with a minimum of 3 on the bench.
Cool.
So that's
a good dose of common sense amongst that, Lockie, isn't there?
Yeah, and I know 16 aside, it's not a new thing. The Mallee Football League's been doing it for quite some time, particularly in their reserves competition. So
less congestion up forward, more room for the big fellas to kick a bag, Shane.
Yeah, that's right. And if we go to 17 aside, well, that odd number, because we do have the 666, or in the independents this year, it'll be 5-6-5 rule. And if we go to 17, it'll be 5 forwards, 6 mids and 6 backs. So that would probably help alleviate any big blowouts initially. So you've got that extra man in defence as well.
Yeah. Now, obviously these changes, Shade, you've got to take them to the SANFL for them to get the okay on that. But at a local level, it's all okay.
I got in contact with the guys yesterday, and it's all good. It falls underneath, we're within the guidelines of community football with 16 aside. And they were probably suggesting that we just lock it in at 16 on field and then up to 22 players on the team sheet. But I just feel, and the clubs also feel, we don't want to be negating anyone's opportunity to be actually playing on field. So if the clubs can field football.
Lost you there, me. Shane?
Yes, mate. Hello.
Oh, gotcha.
So, Shane, just rounding that out, two strong sides turn up with 22 each. It's game as usual.
Yep.
And it's just really to cater for, for weeks. You know what it's like in footy. It doesn't just happen in independent footy. Someone's getting married or something on. And
back in your day, no one would have done that, though, would they? I mean, players these days, they'll have a week off for a music festival. But anyway, that's a story for another day. But just getting to the serious point, and I'm not stating any misconceptions here. There are some Riverland independent football sides that have more numbers than others, all right? There are some that are in a better spot than others. I'm not going to name names this morning. When it gets to final, Shane, what's the go with that?
This rule will be for minor round and major round, so... Okay. So that way, if a club that has happened to have a few less players but managed to make finals, they're not going to be impeded come finals time by having, less players on the field than their opposition. So
important to get that out there at the start too, Shane, isn't it? Because as you get closer to the business end, things become a little bit more, shall we say, emotionally charged. So nice to have that wrapped up to start with, isn't it?
Yeah, that was my point on Thursday night was, we have to make sure this is actually a rule right from the very start of the season. Everyone's aware, a gentleman's agreement, they just don't cut it. There's less gentlemanly behaviour when it gets to finals or must-win games late in the season. So, we just wanted to make it, lock it in as law and that's the way it is. And everyone knows right from the start and everyone's happy with it.
Certainly is. Now, independence, 12-round season. So each team will play each other twice with a bye, and that's going to be getting underway a little bit before the Riverland Football League season too.
Yeah, so we've just run with the program that was set for last season, which they then transferred over into this year, and it was voted on. We did look at possibly extending the season, but just with coming off of a year of not playing, some teams short on numbers, with already having buys with long weekends and country champs, etc., some clubs may not play a game of football for 3 weeks of football, 3 weeks. So, yeah, we thought we'd just roll with the season as is,
yep,
just to make sure that we can actually get teams out on the park every week and,
yeah,
and then we
idea.
Can build for a better 2023.
Small steps, Shane, small steps is what it's all
That's
about.
Right.
Yep.
Also, yep, some exciting developments in the world of Riverland women's football this week too, Shane.
Yeah, another meeting that we had through the week was for the Riverland Women's, and again, there was a lot of concern out there about whether we were going to have a season or not, and it's probably left the clubs a little bit unsure of their numbers because the girls weren't actually committing because they didn't know if we were going to have a season, but I can confirm that we're going to have a season in 2021.
Great.
And again, the clubs are very, very flexible with player numbers, so, you know, we can be going down to as little as 9 a side, and we'll adjust the oval sizes for the clubs that are, you know, struggling for a little bit of a few numbers. There'll also be some player sharing. So if there is a strong club numbers-wise coming up against a side that doesn't have quite have the numbers, they'll just flip a few over to the other side and they'll share them around so the girls can get out and have a game of footy.
Yeah, it's all about participation, Shane, when you're trying to grow a competition. And it remains like that sometimes, even when you go a bit further afield. But gee whiz, mate, there are some really positive steps in football, because that's what it's all about, isn't it, mate? It's not about club or league. It's about football at the end of the day, isn't it?
No, that's right. And as I said to the people for the women's that are really trying to grow this, and we've probably taken a bit of a step back to be starting again, but we're really going to be starting the Women's Football League for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it, especially when we get some lighting at Renmark and Loxton and really get amongst it. I'm really looking forward to the possibilities of that.
Yeah, same. It's pretty exciting for what can be happening in Riverland football with all the different clubs developing their ovals and getting it up to a higher spec. It's great.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So some exciting developments in the world of football. Shane, great to catch up with you this morning, and looking forward to a big season getting underway in what is just over a month's time for the Riverland Independent Football League.
Can't wait.
Bit going on. Shane, we'll speak.
Been a long wait.
Yeah. We'll speak soon, Shane.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah. Appreciate your time.
Shane, you're in Riverland football, yeah, and yeah, some exciting stuff. Speaking of exciting stuff, there's some new sprinklers out at Panther Park this week.
Yep. What's it looking
Irrigation. I saw a test run of the sprinklers the other day, and it's going to be fantastic. I mean, the playing surface out there was 100%. But talking to some of the people that installed the original irrigation in 1983...
I was one.
Yeah, that is exactly the problem, Nobby.
Oh, okay. The sins of our fathers.
Was there maybe some pipes that weren't quite glued properly together back then?
Oh, gee whiz, I don't think I'd glued any. I think I was just a bit of a on the shovel.
Well, I think there might have been a few too many trips to the bottle though back then.
I'll tell you what, it was a very interesting... It was
an interesting project.
It's an interesting thing because Panthers have done a lot of that out there over the days. It's sort of been a bit different than some of the other clubs. But I'm sure they all did it in their past at some stage. Just more recently at Loxton North because it's a younger club.
Yep.
But, it was a good fun, Lockie. It was good fun, especially after the shovels were down.
And I believe the deal was the council paid for the
materials.
Yep. The club did the work.
Yeah, and
that is a very dangerous proposition for a council to do.
It wasn't too bad because Tony Porky Proud was actually an irrigation specialist and a partner at Loxton Irrigation Centre. So we did have some expert guidance, but it's pretty hard to marshal 20 or 30 blokes. And
oh, it certainly is. But it is looking good, so that's going to be great for the season ahead.